Last year, traffic fatalities soared.
In 2016, in Michigan, there were over 1,000 fatal crashes. And of those, approximately 25% were alcohol-involved fatalities. 39% were alcohol or drug-involved fatalities, so involving some impairment on the part of the driver.
That's Lieutenant Colonel Rick Arnold with the Michigan State Police. The colonel says in an effort to curb the incidence of drug driving, the MSP rolled out the roadside drug testing pilot program at the beginning of November. That program is only being administered by highly trained officers called drug recognition experts, or DREs, in five counties: Berrien, Delta, Kent, St. Clair, and Washtenaw. Brian Webb is a deputy and a DRE with the Washtenaw County Sheriff's Office. Webb says a DRE is trained to recognize both the cognitive and physical symptoms of a drug-impaired driver.
So that goes from, you know, your standardized field sobriety test. Then we do a 12-step process looking at people's vital signs, their eyes, how they act, their responses, their cognitive responses, the way they do on sobriety tests. So we do additional sobriety tests. And we're just overall looking for, in a nutshell, in the Reader Digest version, to see how drugs affect them and how they're impairing the body. And we can go in as experts, being qualified as experts, to go in and testify as experts in the court of law.
Webb explains how the saliva test works and the drugs it can identify.
Take the oral swab of somebody, put it into the cartridge, and then you put it into the instrument itself, and it reads. And what it's looking for is six categories of drugs by itself. These are the most commonly found: amphetamines, methamphetamines, opiates like heroin, codeine, and other things that we're looking for, cocaine, benzodiazepines like Xanax, other antidepressant medications, and then marijuana is what the instrument looks for.
So it picks those up in any amount?
No. There's a certain cutoff amount that it'll detect. So if we know it's in the saliva, we know that it's been used in the last few hours. That's what we're looking for.
Tell us one myth that you've heard that you can actually tell our listeners, no, that's not the case.
We're not going to be taking people's DNA. That is one myth I've heard about, and that is absolutely not the case at all. When I'm done with the saliva test gets thrown out. The cartridge that comes in, it gets thrown out, so it goes nowhere. So there's no DNA being taken, and we're not doing random searches of people's saliva. That is another one. I mean, we have to have some type of reasonable suspicion or probable cause, I should say, to give these tests. You know, we have to have bad driving. We have to have a crash. We have to have something to give us a basis to give this test, not only because we're doing this after standardized field sobriety. So we're going to take people through sobriety tests, you know, the ones that you see on the roadside. And if they're showing indicators of impairment, then we're going to ask them to take the oral fluid test. And if they don't, again, it's a civil infraction, but you still can be arrested if you do or don't take this test.
Webb says since the pilot began on November 8th, he has made 7 arrests for drug driving. For WKAR News, I'm Brooke Allen.